It's time for the business news on Morning Ireland with Adam Maguire.
Thanks, Anya. 28 venture capital deals were closed here between July and September, according to KPMG's latest Venture Pulse. They were worth a combined $100.9 million. That's a 59% drop year on year. The biggest deal in the quarter was a $15 million fundraising by Galway medtech firm Luminate Medical. Anna Scally is EMA Region Head of Technology and Media at KPMG. She joins us in studio now to talk through this. And a 59% drop in the quarter, it's quite substantial. Why are we seeing such a sharp slowdown?
Yes, Adam, it seems pretty substantial, but you did mention 28 companies actually did get funding in the period, and that comprised of funding in total of $100 million in the quarter, which was pretty good. But we are seeing a global slowdown. We saw a huge global slowdown in this quarter. Venture capital investment across the globe fell from a five-quarter high of $95 billion to nearly a seven-year low in this quarter. So we're not out of kilter with the rest of the world. And the reasons for that are many, including the ongoing geopolitical conflicts that we're seeing around the world, the continued exit drought, so very few exits in the quarter. There were a number of anticipated seasonal lulls in some key jurisdictions, and a very big one is the uncertainty driven by the upcoming US presidential election.
So there's a lot of US investment, very important market, of course, for investment, is on hold until they know the result of the US presidential election, essentially. So does that mean early next year we'll maybe see things pick up?
Yeah, we think we'll see a slow enough quarter four, but that should pick up in the first quarter of 2025 when we have a conclusion, I suppose, or a result in relation to the US election. That said, there are other factors. We do expect that things will pick up as well, particularly with the slowdown in interest rates. That will help with a pickup later on in this year.
In terms of locally, we have seen some new measures announced by the government in recent weeks, including some in the budget. Can you see them having an impact here on investment?
Absolutely. So the recent announcement, there was two, I suppose, key announcements that are really, really important to early stage companies. The first was the recent announcement by the government of the new cycle of the Seed and Venture Capital Scheme that will operate from 2025 to 29 and will inject another €250 million into the ecosystem. That is very, very significant. And that fund will be administered by Enterprise Ireland and will enable venture capitalists to invest more in early stage companies. So that was number one. And then number two, as you'll know, in the budget, there was an expansion to the CGT relief for angel investors. That should make it much easier for angel investors to support startups and scale-ups. That said, there are a few T's and C's apply, as always, to these reliefs, and we would like to see those change in subsequent budgets to make it easier for angel investors to invest.
It's still a complex process, is it?
It's still a reasonably complex process, but I think the changes, so increasing the cap from 3 million to 10 million, will make it much more attractive for angel investors, and that should result in greater motivation to inject capital into early-stage Irish companies, helping them to scale, and that'll in turn contribute to the Irish economy's growth.
In terms of the deals that were made in the past quarter here and globally as well, what are the areas that are drawing the most interest from venture capitalists?
Yeah, globally around the world, we saw most of the money going towards AI investments. Here in Ireland, MedTech was a big one. So we had two really important transactions for Galway-based companies. Luminate Medical raised €15 million in the quarter, and that company is helping to bring cancer care to more patients in their homes. And then a Galway-based medical devices company, Loki Orthopedics, they raised over €13 million, and they have developed an innovative orthopedic thumb implant. So MedTech and medical devices, really, really critical, very, very important from an Irish perspective.
And globally, AI is a big area of activity. Not so much here. Do you expect it's only a matter of time before we're seeing AI, big AI deals here?
We've quite a few AI deals in the period, but they're smaller. I would expect those to increase over the period. So I would expect AI, health tech and cybersecurity to be real areas that we see investment in subsequent quarters.
Anna Scally, EMA Region Head of Technology and Media, KPMG. Thank you very much for that.